Hey, welcome back to H4TT, the podcast. You know what that is. Hope for today's tomorrow. Here it is our goal, honor, and joy to share and spread the hope of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with you. Tomorrow's church today. For the benefits of furthering the next generation, for the next generation, by giving them knowledge, wisdom, and sharing experiences, tools, and resources to help them grow as a leader. My name is Alec. I will be your host for today, as always. And today is day one of a 40-day series. Crazy, I know. But we're going out of a book by Rick Warren called A Purpose-Driven Life. And today is day one, baby. We're getting into it. So without further ado, please sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. But first, let's hear a little bit from our sponsor. I'll see you in a bit, guys. Here's the thing. Movies and TV tell us that we can find our purpose, but that's simply not true. Okay, let me ask you this. If I gave you an invention that you've never seen before, and I asked you, tell me what it does, would you be able to tell me what it does? Without talking to the inventor, without reading the owner's manual, could you tell me what it does? Of course not. You've never seen it before. And on top of that, you didn't invent it. So how can you identify its purpose? Well, only the inventor can truly identify what the purpose is. The same thing goes with us being the creation of God. This is what day one is all about. This is what day one offers us, a perspective. And we have 39 more perspectives coming up. How awesome is that? One of my favorite parts about perspectives is that you can use perspectives as what I would call a lens to look at life through. And you can use this lens to look at any area of your life through it. There is no limitation. I wear glasses, right? And I need to wear glasses no matter where I go. Or contacts. I have to be able to look through this lens. Why? Because, well, I just can't see well enough. It's the same thing with perspectives. Once we look through these lenses, we can see life in not only in a clear form, but we can see it, life, in a way we've never seen it before. In this chapter, there are a lot of phrases and sayings that I love and that I can use in almost any situation. Let's take a look at a few of them. So these are the ones that stood out to me. In the first sentence of this chapter, we see that the book is no joke. And there's going to be absolutely no sugarcoating what God has in store for us. It tells us this. It's not about you. That's about as upfront and to the point as we can get. And it might sound rude and it might sound kind of abrasive, but here's the thing. It's true. It's not about us. Whether you're a leader inside or outside the church, you know that we come second. We are servants. And if you're not quite there yet in your leadership, I encourage you, please, please, please start to look into what leadership would look like through the eyes of a servant. Now, in the first paragraph, the author tells us where to find the meaning of life. God. And that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed this series on purpose-driven life, because I guess we found the meaning of life. It was God all along. Just kidding. If this was really the answer and that's all it took, we wouldn't have a book. We'd be able to answer the question, what is the meaning of life, so much easier. It's one word, God. God is where you start. But that's not the end of the journey. That's only the beginning. Now, in this instance, in actuality, there are two different ways that we can go about this. The first option is we can rely on ourselves. Now, let's say we take this right. Let's say we take this route and we rely on ourselves. Well, if you're going to do this, you're relying on your own limited strength. And on top of that, you're also relying on chance. And here's what I mean by that. If you rely on yourself, you're relying that on the chance that life will go according to your plans and will work in favor of your will for your life. Possible. Not likely. No. If you're looking for a purpose through God, we get to rely on the unlimited and unfailing and infinite strength of God. And in any and every circumstance, His will is carried out. Isn't that amazing? Now, if you will pay attention, you'll see that there are a few differences between these options. For one, we have to rely on our own strength if we go through ourselves. But if we go through God, we get to rely on Him. How cool is that? We just get to. Oh, what a gift. Two, let's look at timing. Let's look at life. Let's look at the way that life goes. If we rely on our own will, it's not very likely things will go our way. But if we rely on God's will, we're guaranteed for it to go His way. And why is that? The answer is simple. Because He's God. But let's also address this question. And you might look at this as kind of cynical, but is also realism here. How do we know that we can trust God? I mean, how do we know God has the best intentions in mind? I mean, I've heard theories, right? I've heard theories that God is this guy who's out for His own will, who has all the power in the actual universe. How can we rely on God and know that He has our best intentions in mind? Well, there's a few Bible verses I'd like to point out to you. For one, Psalm 37. 3-4. If you have a Bible, please turn to it. If you don't, it's okay. Just listen. It says here, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. How amazing is that? Wow. God will give us the desires of our heart. A God who has unlimited power, unfailing strength. Wow. That's not enough. I got more. Psalm 126, 2. It says, then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said, among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Great things. Still not enough? I got you. Let's check out Luke 6:21. And here's what I love about this is the fact that we have so many things that we can rely on, and there's so many reminders of how good God is. I love that so much about the Bible. Luke 6:21. Blessed are you who hunger, for you shall be. Luke 6:21. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. This is ESV, by the way, guys, English Standard Version. I just can't believe that even though we're so desperate and so human, he goes, yeah, but I'm still here. Now, would I blame God for leaving me in the dust and never looking at me again? No. But here he is, promising me a good life. What a good God he is. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11. This is a pretty famous one. Yes, I know it's kind of a cop-out Christian go-to phrase, but it has a lot to say, so let's look at it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. That's his plan for us, guys. That's his will for us. Why would we not rely on option two that will be carried out after we know his will for us is to give us hope and a future? Plans of welfare, it says. That's amazing. And last, and this is the cop-out go-to verse in the Bible for every single Christian, but I don't care. I don't care. You know why? Because it has a lot to say. John 3:16. If you know it, say along with me. Go ahead. For God so loved the world, that's right, that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believed in him shall not die, but what? Have eternal life? What? Hang on. Did he say all the world? Does that include you? Does that include those suffering? Does that include those who aren't in the best situations? Yeah. Guys, all of these verses are good. And all of these verses are good reminders of how good God is. Guys, God is worthy of our trust and our faith. So let us look to Him in our search for purpose. And that's day one. Can I pray about that for you? Let's pray. God, in our search for purpose in this life, help us to look towards you, not towards ourselves. God, we are so foolish just by nature. We are so foolish, sinful, and yet, God, you promise us laughter, joy. You promise us a hope and a future. You promise us an eternal life. You promise us that even when we're hungry, we will be fed. That even when we cry, we will laugh again. God, you are so good in your promises. Help us to rely on you, your strength, and your will, and not us. Help us to remember that purpose starts with you. We love you, God. And all that we do, God be the glory. Amen. Guys, this was good. I can't wait to get into this tomorrow with you. So please, 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 please subscribe to the podcast. Follow it. Guys, get those updates. I'm going to be posting every single day, so please be here. I want to talk to you guys. I want to hear back from you too, so please go to the links in the description. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever you want. Let's get connected. Let's talk about what God is doing in our lives. How amazing is it that we can stay connected no matter where in the world we are? This pandemic ain't got nothing on us, guys. As long as we got God, guess what? This is just another thing we gotta go through. Guys, in the link down below, I will also have the websites for A Purpose-Driven Life. And also, I'll have a website for where you can go and you can purchase the book itself if you are interested in buying and reading for yourself. It's amazing. There's a lot of stuff I didn't talk about, but that is the big takeaway. So please, please, please go check it out. Guys, I have been Alec. I have been your host for today. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please stay up to date on all the posts on social media. Stay healthy, stay active, stay aware. And as always, stay awesome, guys.